Every time we celebrate the Eucharist, it's wonderful to gather as God's family, to come together as adopted sons and daughters in the Lord. Tonight I've got the great gift and blessing to have my natural family here as well. My mom and dad came in from Pennsylvania yesterday afternoon. So mom and dad, can you just stand up so people can just see you and see who you are? This is Mario and Santa, my parents. Are you glad it's not snowing?
Yeah. Absolutely.
They're very happy it's not snowing yet.
That's correct.
Today we went to the Stillwater Harvest Fest, and what was the weight of that, the prize-winning pumpkin we saw today?
The prize one, I recall, Steve, was 1,398 pounds.
We saw a 1,398-pound pumpkin today at the Stillwater Harvest Fest. It was amazing. So we've been seeing some fun Minnesota sights tonight. I just want to check. I sound a little low tonight. Can you hear me in the back? Is it hard to hear me in the back? Hard to hear. We're getting a lot of, can you crank up my mic a little bit, Janet, please? I'm on channel 5. I'm on mic 2. Microphone number 2, channel 5. So when I was in middle school and high school, Dad wanted to teach me a little bit about investing. Just some simple lessons, and so he decided to say, remember this? A long time ago, I know. He decided to say, do you want to buy a stock and see how buying a stock works? I said, sure. And so I bought a few stocks of AAPL. Anybody know what that is? AAPL, Apple Computer. All right, so this was probably over 15 years ago, and this was before the iPhone, before the iPad. We just had one of those beige boxes, a Mac computer. I liked it. I was a tech geek. And so we bought some shares, and I watched the market, saw how it grew. And that's right when Apple had a horrible, horrible downturn. The stock price went way down. The company was looking pretty rough. And no one knew if they were going to make it out. My dad said, now don't get emotional about stocks, but you can do two things. You can ride it out, or you can sell off what you have and maybe make a little bit before it goes down to zero. Or you can actually buy more in hopes that when it recovers, you'll be better off. So I thought about that. Thought about that, and eventually I made a decision. The gospel today... Yeah. You see that one coming?
Yeah.
Gospel today, this man who comes to Jesus, he comes and he takes a risk asking about what he must do to have eternal life. This man is asking a question that all of us have in our hearts. What must we do to do good? And most of all, what must I do to have life? To have joy, to have happiness inside each and every one of us. He comes up to the Lord, and he's asking about, really, investing. How do I invest wisely that my life is full of goodness and not evil? That I have a good life. What's the right choice? Jesus says to him all these different commandments, all the commandments of love of neighbor, mind you. And the man says... Probably in all honesty, teacher, I've tried to do all these things. And Jesus then offers him this sharp word. We heard in the second reading, the word of God is like a two-edged sword. It pierces flesh and bone and marrow. The word of God comes out of Jesus' mouth to this man and gives him the one answer he does not want to hear. Because this man is a rich man. Jesus says, you're lacking one thing. Go and sell what you have, sell it all, and come and follow me. And you'll have eternal life. That's a big risk. That's a big investment. He was not expecting that. We talk about in investing, diversifying your portfolio. You want to have many different kind of stocks, investments, so that if one goes down, one goes up, in the end you have a slow, gradual increase. That's smart investing in the world. But Jesus is saying, to get what you want, the first commandment says that you're all in for God. You shall have no other gods besides me. You shall not diversify your life into false gods, into money and riches, into status. Give everything you are to God. And the man is not ready to take up that invitation, and so he walks away sad. Peter's reaction is astonishment. Peter has already given up a lot. He's already sold his, he's gotten rid of the boats, he's left his family, he's followed this rabbi, and he's amazed because he's probably thinking that, well, one day when Jesus becomes king, becomes Lord of Jerusalem and Judea and all the world, well, he's going to get all those riches, all that wealth back and more. So when Jesus says, sell and give to the poor and follow me, Peter is like, Jesus, what's in it for me? The apostles were probably thinking, remember, James and John asked to sit at Jesus' right and left in the kingdom as they think of it an earthly kingdom. What's in it for us? Jesus wants us to be all in, and that entails a risk. You see, the rich young man who came to Jesus at the very beginning of that call to discipleship, he is like many people who discover Jesus and realize, this is either everything or nothing. I either give my whole life to this Jesus, or I'm going to walk away. They realize there's really only two ways. But I think Peter's reaction can be like many of us who have grown up in the faith, grown up in the household of the church. I was blessed that my mother and father gave me the gift of faith, brought me to the church. But for many of us, we can be like Peter. We have been following Jesus for a while, and then we hear something where Jesus invites us to go deeper, to really begin to risk out of love for God. And we begin to ask ourselves, what have I gotten myself into? Jesus, what are you asking me? You're leading me somewhere which is challenging and difficult. It's somewhere new. Tomorrow at the 9 a.m., we're going to have two children baptized after Mass. And for their families, they will say, yes, we promise to raise these children in the household of the faith. But can they really see everything that's coming down the road at them? The challenges, the crises, the questions? No, they can't. But they take a risk for Christ, not knowing what God might ask of them. My parents had me baptized. I don't think they had much expectation that I might be called to be a priest one day. And when I began to hear that call, and also that call where God was calling me to leave my homeland and travel 1,000 miles away to live my life here, that was a big risk they took in passing on the faith to me. And every year that goes on, it is harder and harder to be away from my mother and father. It's harder and harder for them. I know it, even though they don't always talk about it. It is a risk we take to follow Jesus. Even for our parish community, God always is bringing us deeper in discipleship as St. Rose of Lima, as a parish community. What things is God saying to us? I know you didn't plan for this, but will you follow me here? Will we as a community be detached and free to be able to follow Christ more closely? Can we let go of things that perhaps worked in the past but don't work anymore? Can we in faith realize that God is always bringing us to a greater place of fidelity and love and service to one another? It's a risk. It's a challenge. Even for myself personally, shepherding two parishes was a great risk when I took that on, when the bishop asked me. Christ is calling me to be detached and to let go of my fears of making a mistake, my fears of looking bad, my worries about, am I going to be enough for these people? Will I be strong enough for these people? Jesus asks me, can you let that go? Can you sell that? Can you give that away and just follow me? Being a disciple is not easy, but it's always worth it. Being a disciple means investing in Christ and following him and trusting that there will be a great reward. Eternal life, and even in this life, experiencing brothers and sisters, spiritual friendship, people who I might not even be related to by blood, but I find a great kinship in because we both follow Jesus. Even in this life, that's what begins to happen. And even though there are persecutions side by side, when I saw that stock begin to crash, I bought a whole bunch more. And after a slow amount of time, Apple Computer grew and grew. The stock price exploded. The shares split. And even though I'm no longer a stockholder, I sold all those shares. And from that, and some help from a few other people, I paid off all my college debt. A few years after ordination, I was set free to be able to use my income to bless other people, for the kingdom, for missionaries, for good works. In the world of finance, diversification is the best way to go, no doubt about it. That Apple stock was a winner, but it might not have been. It might have tanked. I might have lost everything and just learned a hard lesson. Thankfully, it was a winner. Investing everything in Christ is a winning proposition. It may cost everything. It may take everything that you have, but it will always pay off. In this life, in a life of love and peace, and in life to come for eternal life.